I've been heading up the APJ region for various companies for over 20 years now. Matt Young, SVP of APJ, or Asia Pacific Japan, essentially look over the entire region, Asia Pacific and Japan, for Nutanix. Japan is different from Korea, which is different from China, which is different from Taiwan and Singapore and Australia, obviously. I don't think people realize how large of a geography it is. For example, it's 7 hours to fly from Tokyo to Singapore. It can be 8 hours to fly from Sydney to Singapore. So it's a very large, expansive region. I'd say it's probably one of the most volatile regions in the world. We get North Korea lobbing missiles over. We've got earthquakes and tsunamis and bird flu and SARS. And so a lot of challenges, but with it, the fastest growing region in the world, a lot of people. And so with that comes a lot of opportunity. ...99% of the data centers have yet to be modernized. We're still pretty new to the area, and we've got a lot of opportunity. Australia was very cloud-ready 7 years ago. Japan, same thing. China got into it more about 5 years ago. ASEAN region, probably 3 to 5 years ago. So they're at different stages. I think the cloud is pretty popular, pretty well-known. Believe it or not, Alibaba actually has a cloud, and they're actually the number one cloud provider across the APJ region. It's not AWS, it's not Azure. And so you got to look at each region, right? You know, Japan was an early adopter, but then they figured out they couldn't run a lot of their applications in the cloud, and they pulled things back. And so they're very focused on private cloud or a hybrid cloud environment. And so I would just say everybody's in a different stage of that. Australia similarly found out it was very expensive, and so now they're pulling everything back. They want to have that cloud-like experience on-prem. Each country is just, again, so different in the way it, you know, tackles these problems and their life cycle, if you will. At the end of the day, everybody has a data center. Everybody has problems, right, in terms of challenges. They want to make that invisible and self-driving, if you will. It's pretty much across the board. We've got some of the largest breweries in Japan or in China, large banks in Japan or in Malaysia. A lot of these companies people may not be that aware of. A good example we use is Shenzhen Airlines. Shenzhen Airlines has been a longtime customer of ours in China. Okay, Shenzhen Airlines, never heard of it. But if you equate it to something in the U.S., they're the size of Southwest Airlines. Pretty significant that we have Shenzhen Airlines, we have China Eastern Airlines, we have Singapore Airlines. My dad worked for Tonka Toys, and he said, listen, you need to study Chinese. China's going to be huge. I ended up minoring in both Chinese and Japanese and got into international business that way and just have always been focused on international business using my Spanish and, you know, Chinese and Japanese. And then specifically, I guess, for probably the past 20-some years, focused on APJ only. I guess what inspires me is to take a company that is essentially nothing, right? A company, a business, and grow it into something, you know, sustainable. And we've done that over the last 10 years here at Nutanix, but now it's time for phase two, and looking forward to seeing what we can do in the next 10 years and grow it even faster.